Episode 2120, This Little Piggy Went Where?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive. Happy day, you made it, it's Fry. Yay, yes it is, and can you believe it? We're talking some nursery rhymes. This little piggy went where? Do you remember that one? Mother Goose is so funny. Well, let's dive in. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Oh, the things we tell our children. Some for lots of giggles and to get them to grow up happy, while others teach a lesson and a principle. This little piggy went where? You know the nursery rhyme, This Little Piggy. In fact, you might have shared it a few hundred times with your child. This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. But this little piggy went wee, wee, wee all the way home. And we all laughed and giggled and squirmed, and it was awesome, right? Now, hopefully, that brought a smile to your face. Long days, but sprinkles of giggles from your child are always the best. I was out walking yesterday, and as I've shared in a few previous episodes, it's one of those things where I'm getting back kind of in the groove of what my body needs to do, and I've been very diligent, and I put in almost 11 miles yesterday. Yes, that's not here to say I'm great. It's just that I was very focused, and I was doing some work with clients and with friends, and I was like, okay, we're just going to keep walking. This is what works. Well, as I was walking yesterday, I was approached by another walker who was pushing a stroller with a 15-month-old little girl. And she was also walking her dog. And I had made several laps in the neighborhood, and you could tell she noticed that I had been making laps. Well, she slowed at one point to exchange a greeting and followed it with a concern. Have you seen a pink little piggy? I noticed you've been walking and wanted to know if you saw it. This is a special little piggy for this little girl. Well, later to come to find out, this little girl's name is Charlotte. And she's a neighbor nearby, and she's as precious as anything. And I was like, oh my, right? My heart sank for this anxious babysitter. I had flashbacks of the lost blankie for number 5 of 5. Yes, our little G-Man. It went missing in Epcot Center. He was such a little thing too back then. And that blankie was everything. Like if he didn't have it, he wouldn't go to sleep. And I was like, as a nursing mom, you wanted him to be able to sleep at least a little bit. I remained calmed so the babysitter could have a little hope. But I had already been around the area multiple times and had not seen this cute little pink piggy. I confirmed I would keep watch for the piggy and drop it by the house if I found it. But in all honesty, I didn't think I would find it at all. Well, after a few more trips around the neighborhood, I was stopped once again by a driver, this time rolling down her window. It was the mother of the babysitter helping to look for the little pink piggy. I was like, oh, I so know where they are. Well, sharing the information of where I had walked, I reconfirmed my lookout for the piggy and suggested she look more in the areas of where I had not walked. We have a tendency to want to give our children exactly what we think that they need, a little pink piggy or a Pooh Bear blankie. And when the disruption happens, we begin to panic. We don't know what to do, how to act, and we find ourselves scrambling for clarity. All we want is to do right by our children, first at the start of their lives, then as they mature and grow up. There's nothing wrong with wanting to do right by your child. There's nothing wrong with that. However, when you wrap yourself up in the success or failure of your child, you are playing with fire. And unfortunately, I think a lot of us are doing that. I've done it. Now, you may want to please your child. You may desire to make their dreams come true, but your job is not to make their lives easier just because. You are to teach them and train them up to become productive citizens so they too can impact the world they touch. Live, love, impact. Too much of our days are spent wishing we would have done things differently with our children. But remember, your child's story is not your success or failure. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Your child's story is not your success or failure. If how you parent ranked you as the best person in the world, imagine all that would be riding on your shoulders. I mean, think about it. There's rankings of the most beautiful woman, the most handsome man, right? They glorify this. They glorify the people who have so much money, the billionaires, the top millionaires. What if they had parents ranked? I know you don't want to think about it, do you? I'm like, I would be towards the bottom. I wouldn't rank up there high, except for maybe on Christmas, maybe if I bought that one special gift. Do you remember Talking Elmo? Oh my goodness gracious. That was with our first child. And it wasn't me who got it. It was actually her uncle that found it and mailed it to us. And that was their Christmas gift. I wasn't that mom who said, well, she's got to have a Talking Elmo. Oh, come on. No, I wasn't. But if I was ranked by that, oh, yeah, I would have been at the bottom of the list. I didn't have time to go wait in line at a store. I had a baby to take care of. If how you parent ranked you as the best person in the world, imagine all that would be riding on your shoulders. You cannot control who your children hang out with. Yes, you can influence their decisions, but ultimately it's theirs to make. And I don't like that as much as you do. I wish I could control some things more. Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice to control their attitudes? Yeah, their quick little rebuttals that they throw at us thinking they're all so cute and smart. But you know, we weren't born yesterday either. But what adventure and lessons would be missed if I was controlling more things? You and I, we both need to learn that our child's story is not our success or failure. So how can we look at parenting differently and see the beauty among the flowers and the weeds? Well, let's dive in. Number one, who you are is not who your child turns out to be. If you are an empty nester, maybe you've already struggled with this. You're like, oh, why did they choose that career? Didn't they know that that was not a good deal? Now they're going back to school, spending more unnecessary money. If they would have done it the first time and listened to me, you know what? Lesson would not have been learned. You have your own mind, your own heart, your own body, and your own spirit. What you do is what you need to do. What your child does not determine who you are as an individual. But I get it. I have older children now. And people come up to me and say, oh, how are you, Christiane? It's so great to see you again. Of course, I'm wearing my mask and we're talking kind of in a funny lingo because you can't understand and you lean over like, could you talk just a little bit louder? And they go on to say, so what's new in your life? And I'm like, well, what is new? A lot. I have 5 children. Well, that hasn't changed. Oh, wait, but it has because now I have a son-in-law. But I don't call him a son-in-law. He's my son-in-love. And then I have a grandson. Okay, so technically I have 5 children, but I have a son-in-law. I can't count him as 6, but he does count as a child because now he's married into the family. So do I really have 6 children or do I only have 5, 1 son-in-law and a grandson? It gets complicated. And we begin to sit here and play these stories in our head. What makes me seem better as a parent? What puts me up on this pedestal? Now, we're not looking at that exactly. We're not telling ourselves that story. But who you are is not who your child turns out to be. And unfortunately, a lot of us are living that. Who you are is not determined by what your child does or says or how he shows up online. Have you ever read some of their posts? You're probably like, and why did you put that out there? What were you thinking? That's going to come back and it's going to bite you. And you know what? Maybe it needs to. Maybe they need to have that hard knock love. Yes, it would be easier if they would take it from you, but it's not always that easy. So remember, who you are is not who your child turns out to be. Number two, you plant the seeds and fertilize accordingly. God does the rest. This is a time of harvest before the winter months set in. You have to be okay with both your child's success and your child's failure. You get to plant those seeds. You get to water them. You get to fertilize them. You get to train them up so that when it's time and the harvest is ready and they're going to go out on their own, soar like wings on eagles, then you have to gently walk and say, okay, Lord, it's all you. I can't keep rescuing. I can't always be there. I don't have to have all the answers. You have to give yourself permission to walk away, to let go, because God does the rest. I know for me, that's hard. It's hard. We've got one of our children who is now graduated from college is living at home, moved down from the north to join us in the south, and he really wasn't sure if he wanted to buy a house, if he wanted an apartment. And we said, you know what? We have room. Stay with us. And so he's awesome. He's working. He's paying everything. It's not an issue. But I know he wants his freedom too. And some people would look at that and say, well, aren't you kind of like keeping him at home? And I'm like, oh no. I will be excited when he goes and spreads his wings. I know he will be excited. But right now, this is the time, this is the season. And I can't make that decision, but I can, and including my husband, right? We go and say, okay, this is what we have to offer you during this time. But then I also have younger children, and they're like, I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up. I'm just trying to get through geometry. I don't know what the real world looks like. In fact, I don't want to know. Can I just go climb back into bed? We are to plant seeds and fertilize them, and God does the rest. You've got to do the best you can with what you've been given. Yeah, sometimes that means finances are tough, and you have to make decisions accordingly. Maybe they don't get everything on their Christmas list. Guess what? That's okay. And maybe you lost that cute little pink piggy. That's all right too. That doesn't make you a failure. Who you are is not who your child turns out to be. You plant the seeds and fertilize accordingly. God does the rest. And finally, number three, and this is a hard one. You got to be you. There's only one of you. Life is not about your child. Your life is not about your child. Yes, you have a responsibility. Yes, you need to provide for them. You need to care for them. But you too have a life. There will be seasons when your child needs more of your attention than other seasons. However, that doesn't mean that you lose a part of you by being her mother, by being his father. You have to be you. There's only one of you. So this little piggy went where? You might have failed in a few areas or seasons or conversations with your child, but not all is lost. Every day is a new day. Don't look back and wish you would have paid closer attention to seeing if that blankie fell off and where it fell, so you didn't have to go back with 2 minutes to the strike of midnight before all of Epcot shut down and you knew it would be a very, very long night in the hotel. You do the best you can moment by moment. It breaks my heart when I hear moms and dads, they come to me with stories of like, gosh, Christiane, I wasn't a good mom. And I'm thinking, what? Let's talk about this some more. Because what you think of yourself, you bring into this conversation with your children. And you also then live it out in the decisions that you make later in life. And this can be very difficult and very challenging for us. And no one likes to talk about it. because we think being a mom is the best thing ever. And it is. It's the most underpaid profession out there. And it is a profession because it is work. But we can sit here and try to make ourselves feel like, oh, well, you know, I should have a $250,000 income because I'm a mom. Well, if I calculate that per child, I should have a really great bank account. But that's not how life works. And it's not how we need to work as a mom or as a dad. This little piggy went where? Maybe you made some mistakes. Maybe you failed a few times, maybe significantly. Maybe you had some major hiccups. And you're like, Christiane, I just don't think I can get over it. You don't have to get over it, but you can forgive yourself and move on, understanding that your child is not always going to be a child. Your child is going to grow up. And if you can instill in them to live, love, and impact, you can give them strong lessons and foundations, in my personal opinion, biblical foundation, then let God do the rest. Get out of the way. Yes, be there to pick them up, take them to activities, support them, cheer them on. Allow them to totally drench one side of your shoulder because they just broke up with a boyfriend. Or when an engagement goes awry, or when there's a loss of a baby. You've got to be there for your child, but what happens to your child does not define you. And with how crazy this world is right now, we as parents, this is an important message for us to hear. But no one's talking about it. So I really wanted to reach out to your heart today and say, you're doing a great job. It's not easy. Believe it or not, not everybody wants to be a mom. Not everybody wants to be a dad. And there's a lot of them that, well, maybe shouldn't be because of the decisions that they made. But that's not for our place to judge, right? We are to be able to walk in the space, in the world, and in the place of where God has put us. That is where you need to show up every day. That's where you need to be present. That's where you need to be incredible. And most importantly, you need to be you. I promise you, you're an incredible mom. And I can also tell you, you're an incredible dad. And there are going to be times that you are exhausted and you're going to be like, Lord, I don't know why you gave me this many children, but what were you thinking? And you're then thinking, he has a sense of humor. Go back to a very sweet nursery rhyme. This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. But this little piggy went wee, 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 wee all the way home. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.